from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Ontario's health minister is confident that our district can qualify for part of the $378 million she's putting up for 19 addiction treatment hubs. Sylvia Jones refers to them as Homeless and Addiction Recovery Treatment, or HART hubs. She says the hubs will include all the required services beyond those that just allow and enable drug use. That means stable housing, primary health care, and mental health and addiction programs.
If tomorrow or next week you need social services, you need mental health assistance, you need pathways to supportive housing, all of those are embedded in these HART hubs.
Jones clarifies that the supervised consumption site in Timmins didn't close due to a freeze in government funding. It opened before getting provincial funding, relying on local money. Four people from Timmins are up on a long list of drug and weapons charges arising from an OPP traffic stop on Highway 101 near Hoyle. The vehicle was pulled over at about 6:30 Monday night. Spotting what appeared to be cocaine, the officer arrested all four people. A search turned up suspected fentanyl, crack, and meth, worth a total of $30,000. Also seized were a loaded handgun, an extended magazine, ammunition, a machete, four folding knives, and four cell phones. You can see a photo of all that and the list of charges on MyTimmonsNow.com. The American Defense Department is investing $20 million in an industrial-scale metal extraction plant, establishing production of cobalt sulfite in the northeastern Ontario town of Cobalt. The money goes to Electra Battery Materials Corporation and builds on the $10 million the feds invested through FedNor and Natural Resources Canada to advance battery materials recycling at the same facility. Officials say it will boost the EV supply chain in North America while strengthening security ties between the two countries. And if it's not you, it could be your neighbor. One Lotto Max ticket sold in Cochrane District or Temiskaming District is worth $70 million. It was drawn last night. Be careful as you dive for your purse, wallet, or whatever you keep your tickets in.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.